What's up, Creamers?
Creamer.
It's me, Hot Joe, and I'm joined with my co-host, Sammy Daddy.
I've got soul, but I'm not a soldier.
And we're here to talk to Turkey, like Ted Turner, about some professional wrestling.
We have to have some kind of way to settle international disputes and deal with refugees and diseases and the oceans and the atmosphere. We have to have it, so we might as well make it work as best we can.
We're going to create pro wrestling rebellions for Independence Day. We're taking over Earth and still kicking in Uranus with the John Cena what? The John Cena quote of the week. What's our match count for 2025, the year of our lives? And as always, we'll leave a little room for cream. All that on this episode of...
This is what you pay for.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back, Creamers.
Creamers.
Sammy Daddy, have you watched any wrestling in the last week?
Yeah, a little bit. Not a lot, though.
Oh, goddamn time, man.
I was going to say the number, but we'll wait for the number. Yeah. Not a lot. Night of Champions happened.
Oh, yeah.
And Raw. And that was it.
Hell yeah, man.
And I feel like I saw stuff that happened on AEW, but you can remind me of that because that's probably what you watched.
That's, yeah, one
of the things I watched. WWE side of things was fine. Cody Rhodes is your King of the Ring.
He was already my King of the Ring.
How could he not be? Jade Cargill.
Not with a body like that.
Is, talking about Jade or Cody?
Both.
Jade is your Queen of the Ring. And other things happen.
And
John Cena fought CM Punk
and
for the last time.
She booed that one guy's mama.
Did that happen?
Yeah.
I saw a quick thing. She booed somebody's mama?
Well, someone was like, boo, boo. Yeah. And then she just said, boo your mama.
That was it?
Yeah, and then he said, fuck you. He was pissed. Like, he legitimately did say that.
No, hey, well, she got him. She looked at him and said, I know what to say to this guy.
Because he could, seems like he'd be very upset about a mom sort of reference.
I like Jade. I mean, I know she's still got, it's still the same complaints and some warranted from like when she was in AEW.
Yeah.
It's still new.
Yeah.
To her. Like, time-wise, like, think of how long somebody's usually in the independents or even in just NXT or training or whatever, but she's just got that aura.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah, I think so.
If you don't like her, you don't like her.
No, she's a superstar.
I know it's not you, but if one doesn't like her.
If any of the Creamers at home watching don't like her, comment below and let us know why.
Tell me why.
And
she's a little green, okay.
Is it because she's a little green around the gills?
Green means green.
I watched Dynamite.
All right.
And then I watched, I decided, like, you know what? I want to, you know, because I watched New Japan for like a year.
Yeah, you were really into it.
So I was thinking, I'm going to go back and watch New Japan from 2016 on.
Okay.
And so I've been watching a lot of that. I think probably got 20 matches on my match count from it.
Okay.
And that was just two shows.
I believe.
And so when I say a lot of that, I mean because it takes a very long time.
You watched
to watch
a lot of it, but it was two shows.
I stop it and then I watch it again from
there.
That's
a lot.
Because I started off at Wrestle Kingdom from 2016. That's AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
Of course.
Actually, hold on.
That was supposed to be like the all-time classic.
Hold on.
They try to do it again at WrestleMania.
I have to make sure that's not my fucking match of the week because I shouldn't mention it.
It's all right.
Match count. It's not.
Oh.
But I. Oh.
You can leave it in now.
Dodge a bullet, man. And then, Kenny Omega. So, like, the next day, because every day, they always have New Year's Dash right after.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, kind of crazy because you see, like, this giant, Tokyo Dome with so many people in it.
Yeah.
And then the next day, they're in, like a gym.
Little hall.
Yeah.
It is weird when I see those shows.
Right. And then that's when AJ Styles, it was AJ Styles and Kenny Omega versus... I don't even remember who they fought, but
Shingo
after the match, Shinsuke was one of the partners.
Shingo Takagi.
Actually, Shinsuke was one of the people that they fought, and Kenny Omega beat him with the One Winged Angel, which is, the night before AJ Styles lost to him.
So that's a passing of the torch of the torch.
And then after the match, he beat the shit out of AJ Styles, and then
that's when they both left.
Yeah.
Did they leave at the same
time? I don't think they. I think he might have left like a couple months later at Shinsuke because they do keep talking about his like he's going to be gone soon kind of thing, and like they're going to.
It wasn't like a secret.
They're going to give him a show, like dedicate a show to him and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. I remember that.
But yeah,
I remember hearing about it.
Have you ever seen when they turn on AJ?
Oh, I've seen all that stuff just from videos. Yeah. I like the Bullet Club got me into that stuff.
So yeah, me too.
Whenever the easiest way to see it, like, well, there was. I don't know. Was Being the Elite around then?
Yeah.
It might, was it?
Was it on 2016? You know what?
It might have been short.
I don't think it was on yet at 2016.
Before Cody was there.
For sure.
I know that because he joined later.
Yeah.
But either way, those guys made me look into it. And then I think New Japan's English YouTube channel has a good four-part. It sounds
I think Kevin Kelly.
I was going to tell you. Kevin Kelly narrates.
Yeah, that's like about like the history of the Bullet Club.
But they're maybe 20 minutes each.
Yeah.
If that, it's good. And it's like, here's how it started.
Yeah.
Then here's AJ Styles. Then here's
Kenny.
I think they do Kenny and the Elite as one.
Yeah.
Because that pretty much was like one. Mm-hmm. And then I think the last one they did was Cody. And I think it led to like the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Bullet Club is fine. Civil
Sounds
War.
Sounds right to me.
Tama Tonga taken back over.
And I don't remember if like they
did never got into stuff. Like Evil or maybe. Jay White was the last thing they talked about in that.
That's what I thought. So I think it's probably true.
I was going to ask you something.
Well, dude, fucking, you know it's crazy? I'm watching this and look David Finley's a young boy.
Yeah, you'll probably see a ton of them.
I'm like, holy shit. Well, it's like, so weird.
I feel like in New Japan, young boys are like when they show.
Well, I guess he's a young lion. He's a young lion. He's got a wrestle.
Well, yeah, he's part, yeah.
Yeah, he's wrestles in the black trunks and stuff.
Like CM Punk being in John Cena's WrestleMania entrance or The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Boone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's all the poon. How he's all, like, it's, you see these guys that you know of later,
mm-hmm.
or that make it to the WWE later, big time or whatever, but you're, oh, look at so-and-so. Or, like, when we did the Rosebud thing. I think I showed you that with Adam
Rose.
Yeah,
that's right. It was pretty crazy
how many people were those guys. Braun Strowman, Becky.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of, Becky Lynch was a Rosebud. It's weird.
That is weird.
And now she's a bad guy. It's exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff, man.
Wrestling.
No, I don't know why, but every time you say New Japan, so like, I used to listen to, you know, the actor Justin Long.
Yeah, he was in our celebrity deathmatch.
Oh, that's right. He has a podcast with his brother,
Dylan Long. No, you told me you don't like the brother. We talked about that during
Christian. Is his name? But it's the same episode of why I don't like him. So he had Jericho as his guest, you know.
Oh, and he talked down about it.
Yeah, he just said wrestling isn't acting. Yeah, and it's not. You know, he thinks you shouldn't like. Say that it's acting, which is wrong. He's a dumb bitch.
Christian Long?
Yeah, Christian Long.
Do you remember the thing he was in?
Christian Long?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, exactly.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So, were you in Terrifier 3? And I do want to see that Dark Match.
Oh, yeah.
What it's called?
I think so, yeah.
Is it on Shudder?
I believe it is.
Something?
I believe it's on Shudder.
Jericho's been in a handful of...
films. Oh, yeah. But he wasn't saying that wrestlers aren't actors when they act. He's saying
I'm just wrestling. Saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but
John
Cena's like a decent actor. Mm-hmm. Batista's a very good actor.
Batista's really
Kevin
good.
Nash. You know, he's in an episode of Detroiters.
Really?
He's, what's the guy? What's Tim Robinson?
I never watched the show. I do always want Tim Robinson.
I started watching it.
Okay. Is it good?
Do you like Tim Robinson?
Yes.
Then you'll like it.
Oh, yeah.
It was funny because... So he plays his dad in an episode.
That's
Tim Robinson's dad.
I think he likes wrestling a lot.
And he goes in. They work at an advertising agency.
That's what I.
Him and his best friend, and they're going. And I'm not going to get into it because you can watch it. And you should. It's and so should you. But they go in and you can hear the voice in the distance. I'm like. And I'm just watching by myself, and I go, "Is that fucking Kevin Nash?" And then they walk in the room, and I go, "It's fucking Kevin
That's
Nash."
Funny.
But yeah, so Kevin, anyway, the reason those guys are good actors is because of wrestling. That's the whole point I'm trying to make. Christian
definitely
Long,
had a little bit too much coffee.
And he might have not even had too much coffee right then.
Yeah, he might
but
not.
I think he did.
Yeah, sorry to just blast that in your
No, that's fine. Blast away. Thank you. But yeah, this is the formal, I don't want to say invitation, formal challenge, invite. Whatever. I guess invite is invitation for Christian Long. Come tell me why wrestling's not acting.
Yeah, come say it to my face.
You don't have to come here. We could Zoom.
Yeah, we could Zoom. We'll Zoom. We'll Zoom. Yeah,
Skype. Skype's gone.
About time. And so, I know this from like being a Nintendo fanboy that in
the
Japan,
the card company,
the very same. The word "new" is not like the same in Japan as it is here. Where new? Like in Japan, it's meant to mean like exciting.
New?
Like it's like to be exciting. Yeah. Okay. And so like, you know, that's why there's like new Super Mario Bros. And new Super Mario Bros. 2. How could there be a second new Super Mario Bros.? You know what I mean? And New Japan. So Justin Long doesn't know this.
Oh, I didn't know this.
And Justin, so every time he's saying New Japan, he's like confused. And then at the end, he's like, sorry, are you saying Nude Japan?
Yes.
And he wasn't trying to be funny.
It's Nude Japan Pro Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
They get it done.
They get my $20 a month.
Style.
Yeah. New Japan World.
Why haven't they done this? Have they done this? Is this a thing?
They haven't. Dude, New Japan. Fucking, did you hear about this Zack Sabre Jr. thing?
You say new or nude?
Both.
He won.
Yeah, he won.
What's going on?
He won the title, but not on any show that we could watch.
Yeah, it wasn't available.
It was on TV.
America?
Yeah, because I saw like on Instagram that he had the belt, and I thought this was a picture for when he was champion. And then I saw like new, and then I saw like, Hiroki Goto did a great job as champion.
That's,
I was
crazy.
Like, wait, what? I was like, I just was on New Japan.
Record-setting number of defenses I saw.
Is that true? That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I
saw it.
I went to, I mean, it was, I don't know.
Seven?
Well, because the title that they have now as their world title is not the same one that,
yeah,
like,
it's
yeah. And so that's probably true.
Seven title defenses, that's fair. I believe.
He deserved it. He's good.
Well, I don't know if that means seven successful.
Yeah, I think
or
so.
If this counts.
I don't,
yeah. Or I guess he didn't defend it, but he's the defending champion.
Yeah, yeah.
Either way, good for, who is it?
Goto. Hiroki Goto.
Domo arigato, Goto.
But yeah, so
yeah, your boy won it back.
They did it on like television over there because I saw it. I'm like, what the hell? I know. I just because I go on New Japan World app, and I see when the next shows are, and yeah. I put it in my calendar, and then I'm like, there's no shows. What the fuck? And then I had to look into it more, and I saw like it was on
TV.
That's
a strange choice.
Yeah, I guess it's cool for them. I mean, it is a Japanese. Like, you know, thing. Like, I'm sure wrestling fans in Japan probably are like, I know, I didn't get to watch Raw because I don't have that.
They have Netflix.
They don't have it on my Netflix. Oh, yeah, that's Netflix. Right. Well, maybe like 2 years ago.
No, I know what you're saying,
though. Yeah.
Now they do, and that's a big deal for WWE or whatever.
If there's any Japanese creamers, why don't you comment below and let us know if that's ever happened to you?
Yes.
And what did you do to make yourself feel better?
Japanese creamers. I'm all for
Japanese
creamers. Please.
Hold on, this is what we're going to do. It's me. No, you talk.
Japanese
creamers.
More? Oh, okay.
Anyway, you want to do this Independence Day
you
thing?
You know what's close to Japan?
What?
Oregon.
Oh, it's not true.
It's a trail. It's closer than Cleveland.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, let's do the, so it's the 4th of July this week.
Mm-hmm.
This will come out the 3rd of July.
Yeah.
This week.
Which that people call Independence Day Eve.
Mm-hmm. That's where you lay out your... Never mind. Let's not even go there.
I really want to know what you said. Tell me after the
show. I don't know what I was going to say.
Okay.
Guns. I was going to say guns.
Yeah.
And... See, it depends how you want to go with it. Because you could make it... You could pick on certain people or certain thoughts. Or you could try and play it down the middle.
Uh-huh.
So guns and hypocrisy.
How about
there,
this?
See, who's
how about playing? This? You put
both sides agree that the other side's a hypocrite.
On July 3rd,
yeah.
You put all your money under your pillow, and then Donald Trump sneaks into your bed and he takes it.
Oh, he did it.
Oh,
he went there.
That's right.
I'll come up. Wait, let me come up with one for the other side.
Yeah, you probably should.
Because I'm trying to get monetized.
Yeah, we don't want to make
put. You better remember to have your gun under your pillow. So the Clintons don't come suck your blood. Aren't they vampires or something?
Mm-hmm. They're going to get your adrenochrome.
Well, yeah, that's your blood or something.
Yeah, right? You don't want that.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that, have you ever seen?
Oh, pizza. Leave out a slice of pizza. So the Clintons don't suck your blood.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're there.
And
or put, get a real saucy pizza and put it around your door frame.
Yeah.
To protect your children from, yeah, there, that's what I'm at.
I didn't want to remind you that it was about children, but you came there.
Yeah. This is
everyone's coming. Everyone's coming.
This is me doing
it. And your children.
And you know what?
Taz.
hit that cue for me. The one you just hit.
Everyone's coming.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
Paul Revere. Which was the start of a revolution.
Yeah. I remember he was driving around saying, the Redcoats... Wait.
Yeah, start low and go high.
The Redcoats are...
The British.
You guys get it.
One if by land, two if by sea. Would you say driving? You said Paul Revere is driving around.
On a horse.
Why don't you drive? One horsepower.
Yeah.
All right. No, I just never heard it as driving.
I didn't mean to.
But I like it.
I made a conversation mistake.
What are you doing? Ah, I'm going to take Buttercup out for a drive. Buttercup? That's a horse name.
It's definitely a horse
name. My mom had a horse. Well, like a horse she would go ride. I don't think she owned a horse.
Well, the horse is a horse.
Of course. We saw a horse at this little local concert we went to. Name was King. Guess how much he weighed?
Can I guess?
And they called him like a medium. He said the carriage guy said it was, he wasn't a big boy, but he's like a medium boy.
Okay.
But go ahead, guess.
700 pounds.
1,800 fucking pounds. Horses are just pure muscle.
That is true.
I don't know what you're going for.
Big deal, let's say.
Shut up.
In my book,
what?
He's nothing but a loser.
You talking about horses?
Yeah.
No,
I'm kidding. I love animals.
Because, and then my beautiful wife, inside and out.
Beautiful being wife.
Thank you. Being the caring person she is, she says, does he like doing this?
Like riding people around?
Like the horse.
Yeah.
She's asking about the horse like this, being drawn the carriage. And the guy seemed totally honest, and he said he loves it. When I go to get him, and he knows we're going to work, he's a little excited and stuff like that. And I believed him. Mm-hmm. You could tell he cared about the horse. That's all that matters.
But that's good. Yeah. Because I hate when, like, you see them whipping the horse and stuff.
Like, no, there was no whip. There maybe a little.
Yeah.
But nothing on the things. Stirrups. Those aren't stirrups.
I don't actually know. But, if you would have said that, I would have believed that's what it was.
Pull it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Reins.
Oh.
But, he a little maybe.
That's right.
But the horse,
yeah,
knew
but
the
that's
parking.
Just like a.
It was like a parking lot. Yeah, it wasn't whatever. Yeah. Horses, man. Paul Revere drove one.
He drove one up and down the streets of Boston.
Of the Revolution.
Yeah.
The American Revolution.
Hell yeah, man! And now we're gonna be the Paul Reveres, and we're gonna ride our horse or drive our horse through the world of professional wrestling, and we're gonna yell out the. Promotion is coming.
You can name your group.
Because these guys are rebelling against their promotion.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to both pick three, groups of people.
Yeah.
With a leader and members and things like that, that would lead a rebellion against their promotion. So we did one for we did one for AEW.
WWE.
We did one for WWE, we did one for AEW, and then we both did like a
random
dealer's choice.
All right, good. I'm glad we didn't pick the same thing then.
Or a creamer's choice.
I'm a creamer. Just because we are who we are doesn't mean we're not creamers, too.
I would think we're probably the two biggest creamers.
We probably watch the show more than anybody.
Uh-huh. I'm definitely a mark for myself.
Oh. Big mark for Hot Joe over here. Over here in this
Is that
house.
Sammy Daddy?
Yeah, it is.
And
Hot Joe.
And we,
there's wrestling and also cream involved.
When we talk about
wrestle cream bullshit.
We don't even have to do the show anymore.
That's true.
Do that.
This could just be the sounds. We'll just do a show where it's just Greg and these little sound bites.
We did. How's he doing?
Did he die?
No. No, he actually just texted me.
But he's not dead.
His head still not dead.
Whatever.
No, he's cool. I love him.
Yeah, he's our nation's best, and he's our dad.
Yeah.
But anyways,
what the hell are we doing today?
Do you want to start off, or do you want me to go?
I'll do. You want to do WWE first?
Yeah, I have mine in that order.
We didn't say like a number for like our revolutionary team, right? Like specifically.
Yeah, we didn't. I don't even think mine all have the same amount.
I think mine do, but not on purpose. Mm-hmm. Well, no, not the last one. I don't know anymore. So, who? When I looked through the, just to be transparent. I went down Jabroni Boulevard.
No shit.
Down Know Your Role Avenue.
Oh,
and
my
I
God.
Went to
the intersection?
SmackDownHotel.net.
Right on.
.com.
I did that too.
Just to see the current roster, yeah. Because I can't remember everybody.
There's 100 million wrestlers in that
thing. It's crazy.
There's people who I was like, I've never heard this guy's name before.
There's a lot. Well, they have the kids from that LFG show.
Yeah, yeah.
And Evolve.
But it shows the LFG behind them. So, like, even SmackDown and Raw people, I'm like, I
well,
never
there were some that, them. Like, I watch pretty regularly, as you know.
Yeah.
Or try to, at least. I keep up, even when I don't watch. And there's certain
I
names.
Double
I do. I don't know. It goes up and down the amount, but I still do.
Right on. Well, you should.
But as I was going through all of the, as I was scrolling, there was one name that stuck out that would absolutely be the leader of the revolution against the WWE. If it's WWE TKO or WWE with Vince McMahon or just Triple H, however you want to look at it, this guy would lead it, and it's Jesse the Body Ventura.
That's cool. That's cool.
He's very outspoken in his beliefs. Yeah. He is strong in his faith, and I think he's a very, I mean, he did the political thing, so he's shown he can be a leader.
Yeah.
And knows how to get the people going.
Yeah. That's interesting.
You got to give them what they want.
Right on. You got to give the people what they want.
I've heard that.
And they say they want a revolution. Oh,
funny.
You know.
They bring up a revolution because I think somebody on Jesse the Body Ventura's team would be Ricky Starks. Ricky Saints. Ricky Starks, Ricky Saints.
Dang, dude. He's rebelling against WWE.
Already, but. Because his theme song always says the revolution will be televised.
That's right.
So I thought he's all about it.
That's a good point.
So I thought he would be an easy one to pull in, and he's charismatic too. And you go, oh, look at this good looking, athletic young man.
Hell yeah.
So that would get people to their side. And speaking of good looking, athletic young men, I picked Pretty Deadly. Elton Prince and Kit Wilson. You know what I'm talking about? No, you don't know them?
I've heard the name Pretty Deadly.
Oh, yes, boy.
On like WrestleTalk or something.
Them. I think you would
okay,
like
them. I'll look them up. I'll Google them. I'll YouTube them.
You remember Breeze Dango?
Mm-hmm.
Fandango and Tyler Breeze? They're kind of like that.
That's cool.
But, no,
that's
I'm going to say they're like that. Oh. I like
Gun to your head.
Tyler Breeze
you
and Fandango.
You can only choose two of them. Who are you making love to?
Breeze Dango. Good thing you brought the gun out, or else I wouldn't have been able to pick. I would have been hemming and hawing.
And just so the creamers at home know, it wasn't a murdering gun. It was a Billy gun.
What's that? A Billy gun? I don't know what that is.
A badass Billy gun.
I know it. Oh. I thought you meant like a Tommy gun.
No.
But that was Aleister Black.
I thought it was Tommy End.
Who's Tommy Gunn? Oh, that's the guy Rocky fought.
Yeah,
Rocky Five.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
But so they, what you probably hear is that everybody wants more. They want Pretty Deadly, and they want them to win and be tag champs and stuff, and they're just not getting it. So they're fed up, and they could kind of be the guys. I don't know. I just kind of wanted a tag team.
Well,
I went with them, but they're fed up. They want more. We want more, and we're taking it. And Jesse the Body is going to give it to us. And they got bodies. They wear like long sleeves, but crop tops.
That's cute.
But it's also mesh.
Oh, okay.
It's weird.
Yeah,
it's an outfit that catches the eye.
Jeff Hardy would wear it.
Oh, for sure. And rounding out my WWE revolutionary team led by Jesse the Body is Rusev. Because I feel like he just wants to destroy.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't. And I like Rusev. Miro, you know that. We've talked about it. But I just feel like he's not happy.
Yeah, maybe he'll never be happy.
And he would be the one to overthrow Jesse the Body down the line, but that's a different episode.
Whoa.
So, yeah, I go Jesse the Body Ventura, Ricky Saints, or Starks. I still like Ricky Starks more.
Yeah, it's definitely
But I'm
better.
Just used to it, I guess.
Yeah.
Pretty Deadly and Rusev to take over and run WWE.
Wow.
And liberate it from TKO.
I like it.
Who do you got?
I've got my leader is Sami Zayn.
Very good choice.
My members are Rey Mysterio,
all right.
DIY,
Shotzi.
How do you say this name?
Shotzi Blackheart?
No, not her.
She doesn't. She's gone.
She's gone?
Yeah. But that's a good choice for her. She can come back. That was her most recent.
I'm going to take her out.
It doesn't have to be active roster.
No,
we never said that.
I have to take her out. But I have another trick anyways. Hopefully she's still there. What's the trick that's...
Cora Jade?
Xiali.
Zia?
Is she still there?
I thought so.
Okay, ZLE and Kevin Owens. Well, actually, and .. Kevin Owens. Okay.
What? So, ..
Here's what I got here. Okay. Sammy convinces Ray. Oh, I didn't write the reason. Oh, no. I'm an idiot.
I can't believe you've done this.
Anyways, so basically, the point is that Sami Zayn wants to get a union, which is kind of funny that yours was Jesse the Body.
The same way.
So Sammy convinces Ray to join because WWE doesn't give him a cut of the profits on his merch and masks. DIY joins because they just believe in the cause.
ZLE's in TNA.
No. Well, she sneaks over.
Well, they have that deal.
ZLE sneaks over and joins because she feels voiceless, and Sammy gives her a voice. Kevin Owens joins, but not right away. Him and Sammy aren't getting along, and at this point, he's the...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I meant to put last, but I put past. He's the last person Sammy would think to recruit, but TKO tries to bust this union. Owens realizes that if he doesn't join the fight, he will be on the wrong side of history, and he joins them when they need him the most.
Oh, like Endgame.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's like he's like the Thanos. You know, it's like the real good guy here.
Or like, all right, let me give you a better one. When Han Solo comes back in the real Star Wars and hits Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Right in the dick.
And then he...
Oh, yeah, man.
Woohoo! Right?
Yeah. Perfect. But oh, no, like, I mean, I'm bummed out that I didn't. It's like, I thought these people still were in WWE.
No girls.
Yeah. I brought two women into mine.
But, I don't know.
It's all right.
If they can still, it's a revolution. What are we going to do? Stop them?
Yeah.
Hey, you guys can't be on that team. No, it's a revolution, baby.
Dang. Well, yeah. You're right.
I like it.
Thanks, man.
I like Shotzi.
Where's she?
You ever see that? Just the indies. For now, I think. She's doing a lot of... I think she's fighting Atticus Kogar.
I think I did hear that. Again. That's pretty cool, yeah.
She was doing some pretty heavy stuff before they signed her.
Like heroin?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. I can't confirm or deny, but wrestling-wise. Wow. She was just doing a lot of stuff. You ever see that, like, suicide dive into, like, the pile of chairs?
No.
That she did?
No.
Yeah, look that up.
All right, I will. Creamers, what do you think about Shotzi Blackheart, huh?
I like her.
Do you like when she does a suicide dive into a bunch of chairs?
Did you ever see the stuff she did with Atticus Koger before she went to WWE?
And no.
Had, like, a mask. It looked like he cut her face off.
Jesus.
And he was, like, dressed as her, and he wrestled as her against her. Yeah, it's wild. It's kind of weird.
That's crazy. Yeah. I did not see that.
Yeah, dude. It's sweet.
I don't have too sweet. Why don't I have too sweet?
Because...
There's two. That's what I'm going to add that to one of the two sound effects I need to get on this board.
Oh, remind us. Put it in the comments.
Yeah.
What's the other sound effect? Creamer's choice.
Creamer.
Whatever sound effect you want, we'll put there, and we will use it at least once every episode.
And every time we use it, we'll mention your name.
Yep.
And we'll tell everybody to go follow you on your social media.
Of choice.
Mm-hmm. Only once. Only
Blue
one choice.
Sky. Is that still a thing? That's a thing. I think I have it.
I have it too.
You use it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't, like, use it. I mean,
You'll check it out once in a while.
Yeah, yeah, I guess I use it, because I do post stuff, but...
I use Threads. Sometimes.
Well, I like Threads. James Gunn uses... That's, like, where he mostly uses.
Does he?
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't know why. They all suck.
You know, the fucking Superman cast is going to be on AEW Dynamite tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah. Or yesterday, if the Creamers or Homer watching.
Creamer!
They're on the July 4th week episode of Dynamite.
I didn't even think of that. And the movie comes out next week, and All In is next week. Yeah.
And Evolution, and Great American Bash, and Saturday Night Main Event.
Yeah, that's right.
Goldberg's last match, maybe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
how they said it.
Oh, really? Really?
Well, what if he wins the belt?
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
He might.
No,
he won't.
I hope not.
All right, now what's your AEW Rebellion?
I almost had Goldberg in my WWE Rebellion.
Ah.
Just to be spiteful.
Okay.
But my AEW Rebellion, I'm going to go bottom to top on this one. Last one I kind of went from the top to the bottom, because you're not going to be ready for the mastermind of all this.
Okay.
So I thought that this Rebellion, I kind of went with a similar idea where they needed some muscle. Their people to take out everybody and be the tough guy. So I took the Gates of Agony.
Okay.
Because I don't know if they're more Ring of Honor than AEW, but I counted them.
Yeah, I think I'd count them.
I feel like I see them.
If I put an NXT person on my thing, that would have been fine.
I mean, you could have picked fucking Brian Cage and
Archer.
Yeah,
I thought it was. I think they like it there, so they don't want to.
That's fair.
That's what I was trying to go with too. Somebody that might have a problem.
Yeah, that's cool. There's a good choice. They're ass kickers.
Super familiar with them, but I remember them with Cage.
Yeah,
and what I see, I like, and they seem
the Cage really, of Ed Gagney.
Yeah, that was cool, and I'm glad I like when they change names like that.
Mm-hmm.
They would be joined with Eddie Kingston. Because he's coming back and he's sick of, he thinks Tony Khan's a pussy.
Dang,
he
dude.
He thinks whatever Mox is doing is crazy and he hates Claudio.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
He's like, what is wrong with you, Mox? So he's done with that.
Makes sense.
You think he's going to hang out with the Elite?
No chance.
Come on. So he says, no, this place.
Get lost.
This is kind of a storyline they've gone to a couple times recently in the past however many years. This place needs a change.
Mm.
And Eddie Kingston wants to wipe the slate clean. And I feel like he could work with the Gates of Agony.
Yeah, I think so.
And they are their, what would you call it, like field general. Not the official leader, but their field general is going to be Jake the Snake Roberts.
Oh, that's cool.
Because he's cynical and a mastermind and good with mind games.
Right on.
And he's going to be able to tell them what to do and how to do it and what to do it. But the leader, the official person, the face of this revolutionary team that's going to take over AEW. They're kicking out Tony Khan. They're getting rid of Shad Khan.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here, all you guys.
Okay.
He's going to be Brody Lee Jr.
Whoa.
Yeah. -1 says, no, this is mine.
That's cool. I like that. I never was going to guess
-1
that.
-1 Jr.? I think Brody Lee Jr. -1.
I think it's just,
I know it's just -1.
Yeah, you just got -1 and Brody Lee Jr.
Did I say -1 Jr.?
You did, but that's okay.
I don't want to.
That's his son.
That'd be his kid.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
he'd probably be -2.
And he's wrestled a little bit.
Yep.
I think
he trains. I think he trains with like WWE people and AEW people.
You're wearing the hat. I think he did the clusterfuck, didn't he?
Did he?
I thought he was in it.
That's funny.
I thought he was in it.
I didn't know.
When did he do that? WrestleMania?
Yeah.
I think he was in it.
That is cool.
And maybe more. But yeah, well, everybody knows everybody. Not everybody, but a lot of the prominent people in WWE and AEW worked with Brody Lee.
Yeah.
Between Luke Harper and whatever. So they know the kid. They know the family. They're still obviously very active. Because I think Amanda, Brody Lee's wife, Huber, still has the job with AEW, but is still active. Like Cody's like the kid's best friend.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. But he's, I think Ricky Starks is buddies with
probably
him, Jade,
I'm sure all the Nightmare,
all the people,
factory people.
Yeah, so the kid knows wrestling; it's in his blood and his brain. And he says, "I can do this better than anybody."
I like that.
So yeah, him and Eddie Kingston and Jake the Snake and the Gates of Agony are gonna take.
It's a good choice. It's good. It's a good little team.
I saw Brody Lee and I liked that.
I like
Brody
that.
Lee Jr.
Yeah, I saw him in there too, but I didn't.
Shout out -1.
Shout out -1.
But what? What do you have? You're going to top it. I know.
I don't think
that's
true.
Top it.
All right, I'm going to do the way you did it then. Actually, it's not possible.
Okay, don't then.
Okay, my leader is Danhausen.
Oh, I heard WWE might be interested in him.
Really?
I feel like that's just bad for everybody. I don't see how that would work at all, ever. But
no.
I hope he does. I hope he makes $1 billion. Do you know how much merchandise he would sell?
Yeah, that's true.
If he wants it, I hope he gets it, but I don't see how it works at all.
No, I don't either.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. You're good. My leader's Danhausen. My members are Evil Uno.
Good.
Alex Reynolds.
Oh, I almost went with a Dark Order thing too.
And John Silver. Yes.
I almost did. I wasn't going to do, I was like -1. Nobody would buy that. And I was going to do a Dark Order.
No, we both had Dark Order people. But the reason is Danhausen's Dark Order forms because Danhausen wants to take over the world of professional wrestling. And he's tired of not getting any opportunities to do so at AEW. Dark Order feel overlooked, even though they're crowd favorites. So they fucking.
I mean, no, and I thought the same thing because I think we were on the same page of trying to find people that are not happy with their spot in the company and they're going to force a change.
Yeah.
And Dark Order was ones that I thought I didn't want to do just Dark Order. So it was either Dark Order and a different leader for me. What you did.
I think Danhausen becoming the leader of the Dark Order would be cool.
Well, and if you obviously.
I missed the Dark Order.
We watched the old wrestling Danhausen.
Yeah.
And that's a lot more scarier. You saw him in the production.
Didn't he need to get invited into the ring?
For old wrestling, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
He was like Nosferatu.
Yes.
So, but yeah, Dark Order was fun.
Yeah, like, I liked it a lot.
I mean, it kind of links back to Brody Lee, but it would be very curious to see where it would have went.
Yeah.
Because they were, on being the elite, they became, like, Mark favorites, whatever you want to call them, because we saw how funny they were and their chemistry and stuff. And Brody Lee was a big part of that, but those guys were funny after his passing and everything. So I think that helped, but then after he'd passed away, they were, like, fan favorites. Where it wasn't, it clearly was not supposed to be like a good guy group. It was supposed to be like a cult.
Right, they'd right.
Take you over. And I mean, I don't know. It seems like that might have screwed it up.
Yeah. I mean, there was a time, like the first, I always thought they were funny on BT, but
they were hilarious.
The time where they like really made me go, wow, I love these guys. Yeah. Fucking. John Silver and Alex Reynolds kept going around trying to like recruit people into the Dark Order. And I don't like they were scared that they were going to get in trouble if they didn't recruit people. And John Silver was like, Brody says that if we don't get anybody to join, he's going to break our back button balls. And I just thought, that's fucking funny.
Well, they were great.
Yeah.
There's I have a GIF. GIF. GIF.
I guess it's GIF, but I feel like it should be GIF.
Okay, so I have a GIF. On Wrestle Cream, we call it a GIF. Of, I think they would play they had the Being the Elite title, or the BT
yes,
title.
Yes,
or whatever,
yes, yes, yes.
And they would play, like, whoever was champion, pick a stupid game.
Yeah.
And it's a GIF of Silver just flexing, and it has the words at the bottom, and it just says, tie me up, because I've been a bad boy. And that's like just, he would say ridiculous stuff.
He was so
stuff.
Funny, yeah. No, I don't know. I forgot but that they did
great.
That.
Yeah, no, they were.
Because I remember they had like one where it was like they were playing a game of throwing mustard packets.
The title?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, into like the garbage can or something. Like to the edge of the table
something
or
like
whatever.
That.
Yeah, no, those were fun.
Yeah.
And then I stopped watching it, and then I saw it became Being the Dark Order.
Yeah.
And I didn't watch any of those.
I don't think they do
maybe
anymore, though.
Twice.
I think I looked a couple weeks ago. Yeah. It sucks. I miss BT. I think I was going to do a triple shot video.
It was.
Three reasons they need to bring back BT.
I'll do one, too, about the three best BTE running gags.
That's a good idea.
I'll tell you right now.
I love how you drew it out.
Well, I was thinking.
I know.
That's why I drew it out. It was, well, we shouldn't get into any of them now. Save it for the episode.
Oh, that's a good point.
Just
good point.
Some of the
you want to spoil it
exorcism of Cody Rhodes stuff.
Yeah, that was
those
good.
Were coming my way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure like there's probably WWE fans who see that and they're like, "What is this?
It's ridiculous."
Yeah,
and it's you like, would do the ear thing.
Yeah.
You can hear stuff everywhere. Like none of it even made sense.
No, but it was great.
Merch freak.
I was just gonna
say that would not be my top three
because we just talked about it a couple like shows
was
ago
it on the show.
Yeah, because I
you didn't know
Mind Freak. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the Celebrity Deathmatch tournament. You got to go watch that.
If you didn't watch it yet, Creamers, fucking check it out.
It's one of our most popular videos for a reason.
Please.
I don't know the reason.
For us.
There's a reason.
Yeah, there's a reason. Probably because it sounds interesting.
It is.
It is interesting. We did a good job on that one.
Pee Wee Herman, John Lovitz, the cast of the A-Team movie.
Several predators.
Jewel. Yeah, an unsettling amount of sexual predators.
Who would have thought there'd be a bunch of predators on wrestling? It's not normal.
Yeah, it's a weird...
weird thing, that.
Hmm.
Hey, Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
Who is your wild card rebellion?
I did Lucha Underground.
Ah, dude, I was going to do Lucha Underground. I'm glad I didn't.
That's what I was worried about.
Yeah.
I wonder what you did.
yeah. Well, ours were around at the same time.
I don't have a... official, I guess I have one less person in this one because I don't have a tag team or a group, but this group is going to be strong. The leader is going to be Matt Stryker.
Ooh, I was just going to talk about Matt Stryker.
Please.
Well, you know, I told you earlier in the show I was watching Wrestle Kingdom from 2016.
Yeah.
And the commentators are Matt Stryker. I can't remember who the other person
is. 16?
Huh?
2016?
Yeah, 2016. Okay. It was Matt Stryker, someone I can't remember who the other person was, and Yoshitatsu.
Okay.
And Matt Stryker in the Shinsuke versus AJ Styles match.
Yeah.
He was like, Shinsuke Nakamura is my second favorite wrestler after Aerostar from Lucha Underground.
You picked Aerostar?
Yeah. No, he picked Drago.
Drago?
I'm sorry, I was wrong.
Either way. Well, they're kind of linked. They're like
true,
a tag team.
True. But yeah, that really? Was that's his favorite wrestler in 2016, yeah. And Shinsuke, but I thought, like, I feel like there's a lot of old school wrestling people who would have been, like, pissed that he didn't say that the person in the promotion that he's currently commentating on is his favorite. Like, he's basically, I don't really care about that, but I do feel like there's people who would be mad about that.
I totally understand what you're saying, and I'm sure it's a valid point. I don't care.
Me either.
But there's something about, I think there's hard feelings if you're Thunder Rosa or certain wrestlers that had to, like, fight to get out of your contract or were put in a shitty spot with that shitty contract that they made you sign. And that's not me sticking up for the company. I'm sticking up.
Right.
I agree with the wrestlers. But it feels like anybody that was a part of that, and I've been lucky enough to meet a lot of the performers from that, that everybody that was part of that, like, really loved it and knew, like...
That's good.
So I get why he would say that and, like...
Yeah.
Hey, screw it. I'm over Lucha Underground a little bit. Yeah. Like, let me get the shout out.
Well, in my, I'll give you a little spoiler. My match of the week has Ricochet in it.
Never heard of him.
But it's not a one-on-one match, so it's fine.
It's Prince Puma.
Well, in the match, fucking match director was like, and you could see Ricochet on Lucha Underground. I was like, why did you say that?
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising to me.
I know. I was surprised by it, too.
But I feel like he's one where there's certain wrestlers, who, like, if you go look up Pentagon Junior, Pentagon Dark, Pentagon Zero, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Like, it still doesn't have his name on the internet.
Right.
Where...
Yeah, that's because he's a real luchador.
Ricochet played a luchador.
Yeah, because, like...
And, like, he has very... Like, his tattoos are very, very noticeable.
For sure.
There wasn't a lot of guessing on who that is.
Yeah. But, that's a part of, like, the Lucha Libre culture is that they... people don't know their true identity until they retire and take their mask off.
Yeah.
Creamers, if you didn't know that. Creamers. Yeah. Which I think it makes Lucha Libre even cooler.
It's like amazing. Like
they're superheroes.
Who are they? Is that Peter Parker?
Who are they? I made that up.
I like it a lot. You should write that down.
Thanks, man. I'm sorry to interrupt your fucking your rebellion. Let's hear the Lucha Underground rebellion.
Marty the Moth Martinez.
Okay.
Because he's just crazy.
Yeah, I can see that.
He says, I'm alpha, whatever. Matt Stryker's, he's in a revolutionary mode, so he's kind of, maybe you agree with Matt Stryker wanting to take over from Dario Cueto. Or I guess it'd be Antonio, well, whatever. But he's able to trick Marty the Moth enough.
Okay.
To make him come to his side. He can lie to him and manipulate him, because Marty the Moth is crazy. And he's not right in the head.
For sure.
The muscle in this group would be Mantaza. Matt Stryker is able to sneakily steal the key for Mantaza's cage that Dario Cueto makes him live in.
Yeah.
I know this all sounds crazy, but it isn't. And this is the wrestling show that I love. So then he has the power over Mantaza because he has the key. He has Crazy Marty. And then the girl that he has is Shaw Guerrero.
Ah.
Eddie Guerrero's daughter.
Oh, yeah. I liked her a lot.
She was the ring announcer for a couple episodes, I think.
I didn't even know she was there. I liked her. Wasn't she in WWE or NXT or something?
Maybe. She might have done something in NXT. I don't remember.
I don't remember either, but she's cool.
But, yeah. I think she ran... Maybe Melissa was fighting Melissa Santos.
Okay.
Brian Cage's lovely wife was... Well, she's one of my favorite ring announcers.
She's good. She's quite good.
Yeah. So that's my... And they're going to lead a revolution against... I think it was Antonio Cueto. You never saw the fourth season, though.
I don't know
what I'm talking about.
I'll cover my ears. Actually, I'm just pushing my headphones.
I was going to say, hands off the cans.
I'll just fucking...
Cans? Buckets? What'd you say they're called?
Cans.
Hands off the cans.
Yeah. Nice cans, you could say.
These are cans. Give them the inside. Tell them the inside.
That's just radio talk. Some people call them cans. And if you don't call them cans, then maybe you should start.
There we know. This is like Mark or kayfabe or gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
But this is radio. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
That's loud.
It is loud. I didn't think
I'm going to stop doing that. I got a ring on. I'm sure that sounds great to anybody listening.
All right, my rebellion, my wild card rebellion.
Yeah, give it to me.
Is 2016 New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's right.
That's so crazy.
You're really surprised, I know.
Probably why you started watching it.
That's right. So, my leader is Katsuyori Shibata.
Of course.
Members are Tomohiro Ishii, Yuji Nagata, Minoru Suzuki, and then they recruit a young Shota Umino, even though he was still in the Young Lions program. And the reason is, in 2016, New Japan, or in 2016, I should have put a comma there, New Japan was arguably the best wrestling promotion in the world. Factions like the Bullet Club were rising. Tanahashi was slowly fading out as the ace, and Okada was taking that mantle. Mm-hmm. Shibata wanted New Japan to be entirely made up of strong style. He wanted the entire promotion to essentially be the never open weight division. And so he recruited badasses and took Red Shoe's son under his wing to make sure the next generation has strong style ass kickers as well.
I like that.
Thanks, man.
That's good. I like that you picked a time frame. Like you made like an alternate reality.
That's Elseworld. Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, that was like an Elseworld.
I dig it. I like
New
that.
New Japan Elseworld, the new streaming service.
You say new or nude?
I'd rather not say.
Well, that's going to be a bit, so I hope you guys aren't sick of it yet.
Yeah, no, we should definitely say New Japan. Hell yeah, I'm glad. That's a good bit.
I
like it.
Did you say new or nude? I'm doing that, too. I mean, both calling it New Japan Pro Wrestling and going, did you just call it new or nude? Anyway.
Anyway.
Who do you think would lead a revolution?
Yeah, Creamers. If you were doing a revolution and you were going around saying, the promotion is coming, WWE is coming, who would be your WWE Rebellion?
Who would be your AEW Rebellion?
And who would be your Wild Card Rebellion?
I thought about TNA. I don't know enough about TNA, but I thought that would be a pretty, I don't want to say easy, but interesting.
Yeah.
Because you could have him going against Jeff Jarrett or Dixie Carter.
That's
or
true.
Bischoff and Hogan.
It would have definitely been AJ leading it.
Or Anthem. Probably. Yeah.
Someone would say, who's the leader? And then he would say, I am.
You are.
Someone else would say that, pointing to him, and then he would go, I am. We're going to fight. It's not evil.
I don't remember.
It's like
the rest.
Being Evel Knievel. I think one of the lyrics is, I kick to the left and I punch to the right, just trying to win the belt every night.
The kicking and punching part sounds correct.
I'm pretty sure that's the lyric.
I won't say it's the first thing or only thing, but it's one of the first things that sticks out to me that I remember is just watching, because it was like a Titantron video.
Yeah.
Music video compilation, whatever, of that, of his theme song and like his best of. And I would just watch that on repeat when I was younger because I didn't have access to like the pay-per-views, but I could watch the internet.
Yeah. So like, you know, Creamers, if you're a young Creamer, before there was even the streaming services, we all had to buy things on DVD. Okay. Mm-hmm. So 1 year I got as a gift from my parents.
Okay.
AJ Styles, the best of AJ Styles Volume 1 and best of AJ Styles Volume 2. Actually, I think I already had one and they bought me two. So I was watching it, okay? This is obviously before I was vegan. And I was eating chicken McNuggets, okay? Well, somehow that made me throw up. I got like food poisoning or something.
Yeah.
And I could just never watch that fucking AJ Styles documentary again. Like,
we're going to do
or
it.
Or DVD again.
We're going to do it.
Okay, we'll do it. We'll do it.
Throw up.
Because, man, I always felt sick thinking about it.
McNuggets?
Yeah.
How many?
I don't know.
Like a 10-piece?
I couldn't tell you.
I'm going to get chicken McNuggets and eat them next to you while we watch the AJ stuff.
I mean, I'm just going to get vegan chicken nuggets.
Well, no, that's fine.
For me.
I don't care about you.
I want to eat, too.
Sorry, whatever.
And, people love when you eat and make disgusting chewing nuggets. Noises into the microphone.
No, it's not.
Mukbang.
It's a video where it's just going to be a video of us watching that video, no sound.
Yeah, we won't even show you
the sound. You can hear the sound.
It'll be a reaction video where you don't know what we're looking at. You just see us laughing and shit.
I'm just going to see you. I just want to see if you'll throw up from the McNuggets.
All right, we'll
McNuggets
see.
Are gross.
We'll see. Yeah.
But chicken McNuggets are gross.
I know. Vegan chicken nuggets are probably more meat than that is.
I don't like the outsides of them either.
Yeah, and the crispy and all that. No. It's kind of like a fish. Filet.
Remember when they did the "Give me back the flower fish"?
Yes, I was thinking of that fish. When I said it. Yeah,
give me back.
Then they sold that fish.
It was you hanging up on the wall.
Yeah, that's
if
right.
If it was you in that sandwich, you wouldn't be laughing at all. Do 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 do. Billy the Big Mouth Bath.
Yes, he says, "Take me to the river." Put me in the water.
Yeah, they would do those. I think those were those popular first, and then they did the commercial?
I don't know. I think so.
I mean, they were hand in hand.
I think that those Big Mouth Basses were...
Billy the Big Mouth...
Yeah. I mean, I don't know anybody who didn't have that. Or, I mean, their parents.
Somebody did.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen, there's a people online that, I don't know how they do it, but they hook it up to, like, Alexa or, like, a Google one. And they'll be like, Alexa, play Nicki Minaj, Anaconda. And the fucking fish does it. And there's, obviously, they sold a million of those things. So what did they do? They made other types with other fish. So I've seen ones where it's like, there's the main bass that does the song. And then there's other ones that do like backing vocals and stuff.
I did not know about this.
It's the coolest thing, man.
And there's a whole new world that I'm being opened up to right now.
Yeah, it's called bassing.
Hell yeah, man.
Why are we talking about this?
Oh, I don't know.
You threw up because you ate McNuggets while you watched
Nathan's. And then we talked about fish.
Was it a documentary or was it like a
It wasn't a documentary. I mistakenly said documentary.
No, I'm just
curious. Yeah, it was just matches.
Because like some of the WWE DVDs I feel like I used to have would be like Macho Man's Greatest Matches, and there would be like a little...
Yeah, no, I always would be upset. Because I always collected those DVDs back then. And whenever it wasn't a documentary and it was just matches, I'd be like, oh, man. Because I just really liked learning about their lives and stuff. It's much more interesting, yeah.
More than
that. And then there would just be some random matches on, like, the special features.
The coolest WWE... I guess it's on Peacock now or Netflix. I don't know. But the coolest one they had was, I think it was WrestleMania Rewind. Did you ever watch those?
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, it's kind of... Most of them were Hogan and Warrior.
Yeah, right.
Or whatever. But it would still be cool because it would show... I think one was... Kurt Angle and Shawn Michaels. Whatever.
That was a good match.
Rey Mysterio and Randy Orton and whoever Rey Mysterio beat. Triple H? Was that the other person in the match?
Was it a triple threat?
I'm pretty sure. Kurt Angle, Randy Orton, and Rey Mysterio?
Huh.
Anyway.
I don't remember.
Whatever it was, they would do it.
Anytime there's an underdog, they always make them win a triple threat match.
They have to.
Weird.
It's because they think they can't draw. On their own.
Yeah, you probably
have to put the other name in it.
Which is ridiculous. Yeah. Especially when it was Brian Anderson.
If there's a good reason, if you look at the Chris Benoit, Shawn Michaels, Triple H one.
That one definitely is for
that
reason.
That was just like a great match, though, so it worked out.
Yeah.
I mean, none of the other ones were bad either.
Yeah.
But that WrestleMania Rewind was great because it was, let's say it's an hour. I'm sure it isn't. But let's say it's an hour long show. 40, 45 minutes of it was the build up to it, and like here's
the
a
match
clip from Raw,
right,
here's
right,
a
right.
clip from SmackDown, here's the Royal Rumble, here's a clip from Raw. It's that with the people talking about it,
yeah,
and not just them, Bruce Pritchard or whoever talking about the build up to That's it cool. and why. Yeah.
And, maybe I didn't see that then because I don't remember that, but that is cool.
We didn't think it was going to work, and then after the last 15-20 minutes, depending on the match, obviously, was then they would show you the match.
That's cool.
So I really like that.
That is cool. I always liked I liked the documentaries, but like, because you remember they would be in like this cardboard thing that you'd have to like unfold, and then there'd be all the discs.
Yeah, it would go. Yeah.
Yeah, and like I had a Bret Hart one, but I got it from FYE used, and you know, there it was a documentary, but then also all the special features were matches.
Yeah.
I wasn't familiar with every one of the matches, so it's not like I knew who would win the matches, but whoever owned it before me wrote in the inside. Everybody who wins the matches.
Really?
Yeah, with That's Sharpie. Kind of like in the cardboard.
That's like Circling Waldo in the library book.
That is just like that. Yeah. It's just rude.
Stop it.
That guy? Dead now.
Good, he should be. Did you see that somebody stole at the Hart dungeon, Stu Hart's house? I don't know what we're
supposed
to refer
to it.
No, but there's like a plaque. There's like two, I don't know, 4 foot, 5 foot brick pillars before the walkway. And there was like a plaque that said like Stu Hart's house, Calgary Dungeon.
Sure.
I don't know. Historical.
Oh, wow.
Somebody stole the signs off of it.
That's pretty cool.
It would be. I don't know. I feel bad.
It's an interesting thing to own.
But it's like a big deal up there.
Yeah. True.
So you should probably give it back.
Yeah.
If you should probably you're watching this.
Yeah. Give it back. We don't condone theft. Anyway, Sammy Daddy, what's the John Cena quote of the week?
I'd love to tell you.
I'd love to be
quick one.
Told.
It's going
to
be a quick one.
Is there a picture?
Nah. Next week there is, so I can see it through the page. Take ownership of your mistakes. Shifting blame will never spark growth.
Sammy Daddy, yeah. What's your match count for 2025?
410. 410 matches.
So you've watched 10 more matches.
That was it.
That's not bad.
That's all right. I'm getting there.
Oh, yeah, man.
I don't know if you can you tell I'm Tanner on camera. I've been outside a lot.
You're like DJ.
Call me.
Was that what you were going
to
say?
I was going to say.
Michelle.
Call me Danny Tanner.
Okay, that's good. Say, yeah, Michelle.
Call me Danny because yeah. I'm Tanner.
Yeah. And now call you Michelle because I interrupted you and that and you
could. How wooed.
I mean, for God's sake.
How rude. I didn't mean to hit that one. My match count for 2025, the year of my life, is 521.
I knew it was going to be something stupid. That's crazy.
That's not my fault. Well, it is my fault. It's New Japan's fault.
I know.
You should just start watching it.
I barely can get these 10 in.
Just stop watching the wrestling you watch now and just start watching New Japan instead.
You know those couple you're watching? Stop it.
Yeah, don't do it.
Do that.
Yeah, we only get 4 matches. My match of the week was from Wrestle Kingdom 2016.
No shit.
It was the Young Bucks versus Roppongi Vice, RPG Vice.
Who's that?
Trent
and Rocky?
Yep. Okay. And Red Dragon. Oh, yeah, yeah. Which is, you know, Bobby Fish and fucking.
Is it lowercase r, lowercase e?
It's capital R, lowercase e, capital D.
Wait, do it again.
Lowercase r. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Capital R, lowercase e, mm-hmm. capital D. It does look like it's Red Dragon, but it's Red Dragon. One word. It's a stupid name. I mean, I like them, but a dumb name. And their logo is basically the Mortal Kombat symbol.
You can't do that.
I know, but somehow they do it.
Daniel Bryanson's logo kind of look like that, too?
Kind of.
Anyway, sorry.
It's no fun. So it's
Red Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Roppongi Vice.
Yeah.
Young, was it just Young Bucks? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Versus Ricochet and Matt Sydal. For the
I forgot they were a team over there.
Junior tag team titles. And then in parentheses, I wrote fun, fun match. A lot of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. Honorable mention, Ibushi versus Trent from Dynamite last week. But it wasn't as fun. It was just a fun match, dude. The Young Bucks are just, I don't get why people hate them. I mean, I do. It's because they're idiots. But that's my favorite tag team of all time. I love those boys. But back then is when they were like the top. Like jackasses that they were back then.
That's like their whole deal.
Though, yeah, right? They would like scream and stuff like that. It was fun. But the match was very, very entertaining. Young Bucks won.
I still like them.
And they won the junior tag team titles.
They were big deals over there for a long time.
Yeah.
They could have easily stayed over there and lived very well.
Right.
For as long as they wanted.
Man, it's crazy though watching 2016 New Japan because like they just had so many good people there all at once. It's insane.
What do you think about everybody from New Japan joining Solo Sikoa? Being his best friend.
Oh, I thought you meant hypothetically if everybody in New Japan.
No, they did.
Oh, yeah. Hikuleo.
Jeff Cobb.
Hikuleo. Which is, he has a different name now, though, right?
Tonga Loa. And then Tama Tonga still hurt.
What's Hikuleo's name?
Tala Tonga.
Okay.
I think it's T-A-L-L-A Tonga.
I don't hate it.
It's so confusing. Yeah. Because it's Tama Tonga. Would I just say Tala Tonga?
Yeah, and then Tonga.
But then Tonga Loa. Yeah,
I know, because his is their first.
Well, why isn't it Loa Tonga?
I don't know.
And then the other guy's name is JC Mateo.
That's true, and he's not even related to
Mateo Italian?
I don't know, man. I have a Hispanic friend called Mateo.
Oh, well, then it's Hispanic. What's his mother?
I don't know.
Oh.
I guess we can ask.
No, I'm not that interested.
He's not that interested in Mateo's mom.
Oh, I like that.
Thanks, man. What's your match of the week?
Rusev and Sheamus.
That sounds like a meat match.
I thought it was two big meaty men slapping meat. And that's what I wanted. I like both those guys. Yeah. I've come to appreciate Sheamus as all-time great. I'm not saying the greatest
ever. No, I agree. I agree. But he's an all-time great. At first, I was like, this guy's not that great. But he's badass.
He came in and he looks... how he looks.
Yeah.
So it's like, what the fuck? He had the spiky hair.
Yeah, that's true. He did look like a goober.
Or did he have the, like, motorhead mustache?
I think it was, yeah, I think so.
And he's pale.
Very goofy looking.
Yeah. But I think back then
I was just like, anytime someone new came and then won the WWE title or the world title, I would be like,
excited. And he won it in a tables match.
Yeah.
Where, like, I think
John Cena just fell off the table.
I think he, like, pushed him off the top turnbuckle.
It was stupid. I remember I was at Harpo's for that one.
I remember him being, like, I don't remember being, like, mad, but being, like, really?
Yeah, I was just like, whatever, I'm glad he's champion. I was sick of John Cena at the time.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah.
So, I like Sheamus. And yeah, Sheamus. Even though I'm a Rusev boy, like, I feel like, I don't know.
No, that sounds like a good
maybe
match.
Maybe it's him, because I don't know what the hell's going on now with Rusev.
Yeah,
he's
maybe.
Not really doing anything like he was doing before.
Right.
But we'll see. It could be building something.
Yeah, it could. I mean, maybe just to get... They didn't have anything for him yet, but they're just getting him back, and then they'll get something for him and give him.
He won. He beat Sheamus, which I assumed would happen, but I feel like Sheamus had the upper hand. Did Rusev cheat?
Oh, shit.
Oh, he ripped off the... It's not the turnbuckle and it's not the post behind it, but it would be what connects them.
Mm-hmm. There's metal.
Like, he ripped that off and then he pulled Sheamus.
Okay.
So his chest hit it.
What a dick.
Yeah. He's a bad guy. They used to be friends.
A long time ago, and I never or haven't thought of you lately at all. Have you ever watched Veronica Mars?
No.
But that was the theme song.
Well, let me know.
It's a top-notch theme song. You should look
in
it,
the
you
comments
look it up.
If you've watched Veronica Mars.
Yeah, Creamers. If you were a Veronica Mars boy or a Veronica Mars gal.
They brought it back on Hulu or something?
Yeah. And then they killed off.
Don't say it. I didn't watch it yet.
Well, it's annoying because the creator of the show, his name is Rob Thomas. Not Rob Thomas from, what the fuck is that band?
Matchbox 20?
Yes. Not that Rob Thomas. A different Rob Thomas. But he did have the guy from Matchbox 20 on the show as a joke.
Shut up.
I would never.
Shut up?
I guess.
It was not the proper answer, but you're right.
I'm going to keep talking.
I would never.
No, but yeah. But iZombie, have you ever seen that program?
No. My wife watched it a little bit.
It's the Veronica Mars creator of that, too. And
I saw the comic book.
It was a good show.
A comic book of it.
It's a top-notch show, too. And
was it a comic book first?
But he killed off a character in that who plays a character in Veronica Mars, and then he killed him off, like, in the same month.
He hates him.
And I love that guy, even though he's a Scientologist.
John Travolta's in Veronica Mars?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know, it really is, man.
Who? Rob Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Matchbox 20.
Yeah.
I've seen them.
Me, too. Wait, where?
Blossom?
We were at the same concert.
Counting Crows?
Yeah.
Did Counting Crows suck?
I didn't think that. I mean,
it was a different concert then.
It had to be the same.
Blossom?
Was it a couple years ago?
2016 in Japan?
I was in 2016. No, I was there.
29. So, 5.
I didn't think that the Counting Crows sucked.
17.
I mean,
they were the Counting Crows.
They weren't Modest Mouse,
I'll
tell you that.
They were what you expected.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they sucked. But then Matchbox 20 came out and fucking rocked and rolled.
They did good.
They were awesome.
They were top-notch boys.
Santana wasn't there, but they did the Santana song.
Oh, that's right. That is a good song.
And
one of the best songs
of our
generation.
What's the other one he did? Didn't he do the Unwell?
Yeah.
I'm Not Crazy. Yeah. That's just him. That was his solo shit.
Was it?
Yeah, that was him solo, I'm pretty sure.
I
think he tried to do a solo
that.
Thing.
We'll check into it. We'll have the creamers comment below. Is that Rob Thomas solo, or was that the Matchbox 20s?
Because the other one is Santana featuring Rob Thomas. That's when he was doing his solo thing.
Right.
And Unwell was after that. I'm 99. Or else we'll get about it.
That's a good song, man.
How is that nobody's... There's got to be somebody on the indies.
I always think about that. That's a good wrestling theme song.
Dun, 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 dun,
maybe Greg
dun,
should
dun,
get it and be a little spicier. If he ever fucking returns.
He better.
Yeah.
I need one more match. One more match. There is a show coming up in Parma, Ohio.
Really? The
July
city that 13th, I live in.
At a VFW hall or something.
Word?
At 3 p.m. It's to benefit Gregory Iron.
Oh, that's right. That crippled little rata.
I don't remember. What company is it? RCW? RFW?
I think it's...
There's an F. R and a letter and a W.
Mm-hmm. And the R stands for?
Wrestling.
And the W stands for?
Wrestling.
Hell yeah.
It's called. The main event, I believe, is Matt Cross versus Facade.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen him for a while.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
All the proceeds from the show go to curing Gregory Iron's cerebral palsy.
That's what I read. I don't know. I don't even think that's a thing you can do.
Well, we'll find out.
Speaking of Gregory Iron, you remember that guy he used to tag team with?
Which one? Zach?
Which Zach?
Sabre Jr.
Nope.
Damn it. His brother.
No.
The other one. Gowan.
I think I just saw something that he
Rose McGowan.
That it was brought up, or I don't know if he brought up. I should have read the whole thing. I can't remember it, but that Brock Lesnar was going to F5 him off the SmackDown fist.
Whoa.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been something, I'll tell you.
He might be dead, but that would have been awesome.
He would definitely have been dead.
I don't even know if you do that in a video game. Was one of the SmackDowns, could you do that off the fist in the video game?
Yeah, you could go up there and throw. You have to, like.
Off the fist?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
You could do the Swanton Bomb.
Off the fist?
Yeah. Off the motherfucking fist. And there's other, like. Like I think you could go on the King of the Ring because it was like a big chair. And
yeah.
You could go up there too.
Okay, now it's. I feel
and other ones, like anything that was, like, had some kind of a set that, like, could, went.
The different sets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But, like, if it was one that was, like, Raw, where there was nothing that you would be jumping off of, you couldn't climb up there.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Sammy Daddy.
Wouldn't have been sweet.
What?
If he fucking F5'd off the fist.
Yeah, it would be sweet. I mean, I wouldn't want Zach Gowan to be.
No, he would have been fine. He would have put the thing.
Oh, if they would put the thing, that would have been. If it was, like, Shane McMahon getting knocked off the top of the thing.
Steve Blackman.
Yeah, that would have been all right.
Or that time with the Big Show.
Yeah.
Didn't he jump on the Big Show?
Yes, and Tess was with him, right?
Yeah. That's when Tess was with Stephanie?
Mm.
I don't remember.
Or maybe Big Show was bad? No, I don't.
I think Big Show was the bad.
It's hard to navigate when
he's
bad.
What day of the week was it? Am I right? Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, go ahead. Ask me.
Do you have a room for cream?
Yeah.
Would you like to share with the creamers at home what your room for cream is?
Swimming.
Just swimming, the idea of
swimming.
The concept.
If you're, I mean, you know, I don't know if there's any reason you can't. I'm sure there's, like, if you're allergic to chlorine or something. But you can go in the ocean.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to swim.
Or river, why not?
I just got a new tattoo.
Put a bag over that.
I'm also getting my septum pierced.
Where is that?
Right here.
You can go swimming.
They say don't go swimming.
Oh, because you're a nose plugger.
You'll die,
You're a nose plugger, and you'll go, and then you'll squeeze your cerebellum. What's it called?
Cerebellum.
Getting your cerebellum.
Remember that band Lady Cerebellum?
Yeah, didn't they do a wrestling song? Did they do Lita's?
Crema.
What's that, Lita?
Crema.
Crema.
Creamer. Creamer.
Crema.
Whatever.
So, the Lita one?
Did they do that? I feel like they're like a country band.
Lady Antebellum?
Yeah. But they changed their name because
it's Our Lady Peace?
Oh, that's right.
Who is that?
That was the right one.
That's Lita's?
Yeah.
Who did Crispin Wah's theme? Because they just started doing it again at concerts. Did you know that?
No.
Now you do.
Who the fuck?
Swimming. It's wonderful, and it's fun, and it's refreshing.
It's wet.
Oh, boy, is it. This is what you want it to be.
I love double E.
I didn't mean for that one.
Willy,
swimming.
Well, I do. You like swimming?
That's okay.
I'm not saying you got to go in the Michael Phelps and do laps.
Oh, yeah. I like getting...
Put your feet in the pool.
I like getting wet.
Put good.
That's what I tell my PCP dealer.
Well, that's probably what he wants to hear.
He's like, you said you're trying to get wet. I said, you bet.
Go swimming.
I said, you betcha.
Put your feet in the pool. Go swimming. Get a float.
Hell yeah.
Do something. I like swimming. The kids are into swimming, so we've been swimming a lot.
Do you have a pool?
Like a little, like, inflatable 5-foot pool, but a friend has a pool.
That counts.
We have a membership to a local rec center.
Oh, they have a nice pool.
And they have an outdoor water park deal and an indoor
swimming pool. I used to go to that rec and when I was a hot teen boy, and I would go on the diving board.
No, not Brook Park. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
About Brook Park? No, they don't have a pool right now.
They don't?
They have an outside water park. They don't have the indoor pool.
They do.
But they're getting it back. They used to have the high dive.
And I would go on the diving board.
Just be a dick.
I would jump, and I would do a flip, and then I would land, like, feet first.
It's funny you say that, because that was something else I forgot to say about swimming, is it's a great place to do wrestling moves.
That's true. That is true.
Two people or flips, because you're not going to probably get hurt. I mean, don't do it in the no diving section.
Well, I did a 450 splash on accident one time, and then I never...
Literally.
I never jumped off of the thing again.
450 splash.
Yes. Exactly.
Like a belly flop?
Yeah, but with the momentum of a flip.
Oh, I've done that.
And I never went back.
Well, at Mid Park, that's the high school I went to. You went to Mid Park?
Yeah.
They had the pool. Did you have to take swimming?
I was in OWA, so I didn't have to do swimming.
I don't know what that means.
What
wrestling company is that?
I know. I
Ohio Wrestling Association?
It's funny because it was occupational work adjustment, and you would like you would get credits for working. But oh. I did Backyard Wrestling, and they gave us an OWA shirt, and I made our fake promotion OWA because I had the shirt.
The only time we never like really followed through, but somebody, the one kid that we weren't like really friends with, but he still lived in the neighborhood, so whatever, but he's the only one with a trampoline.
Yeah.
And one time we, it's almost like we started doing that, but like nobody really understood wrestling. Like nobody was into it like I was into it. Like my brother. But besides that, they were they liked it. It was the Attitude Era, but they weren't into it like us.
Yeah.
So, like, nobody wanted to lose. And I'm like, well, I'll lose, but I'm not going to lose every time to everybody. That doesn't, that's not fun.
Yeah, right.
But we were going to call it TMA, and it was going to be Total Mom Stop Action, because only our moms could tell us that we can't do that anymore.
I thought it was going to stand for too much ass.
It, well, that's what stopped it.
Oh.
But, yeah, so we did Total Mom Stop Action.
That's funny. I like that a lot.
Like a weekend.
I wanted it to be UFO, and it was going to stand for Underground Fighting Organization,
that's
and
fun.
And then it would be like alien themed, but we all voted, and it didn't win. Dynapro won.
Dynapro?
I know. It's
Dinosaur
stupid, stupid name. It was short for dynamic, and the guy who picked that, like, came up with that name only was on, like, two shows, and then he never came back.
Let me ask you this, unrelated. Can you believe that there's about to be a seventh Jurassic Park movie?
Yeah, so this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is, yeah. Because they're showing the trailer for The Odyssey, the Christopher Nolan's directing. Remember The Odyssey from school?
Homer.
Yeah.
Doh.
Well, yeah, exactly. The fucking Christopher Nolan's directing a Odyssey movie.
Yeah, whatever.
And the trailer comes out with Jurassic World this week.
Don't fuck with trailers, you know that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Trailers. You always say, I hate that trailer, trash.
I didn't see the trailer, but I saw somebody talking about a trailer for something that's coming out in like 2 years. It's supposed to be a nice, the next big movie. God, I got to find out what it is because it doesn't really help my case.
Is it called?
Somebody said the people that read the book that the movie's based off of, that they've spoiled an extremely big plot point and plot twist.
Okay,
in the trailer.
I never read the book. I think
you know what I'm talking about?
What's it called?
Bostomel.
Something Hail Mary, right?
Smurfs. Oh, yeah, it is something Hail Mary. Fraudulent.
What is it?
That's not a
like
word.
Project Hail Mary or something like
I don't
that.
Know, but.
But yeah, with like Ryan fucking trailers. Gosling, isn't it? Yeah, I think.
I didn't watch the trailer.
I watched the trailer, and I'm going to guess that the spoiler is that there's aliens because I.
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler. Well, if you watch the trailer, Creamers. Oh, you're talking about spoiling it to you.
I just sat here and said I didn't watch the trailer. That's why I don't watch trailers.
I thought you meant don't spoil it for the Creamers.
I'm not going to fucking remember about no movie in 2 years.
That's true. It's a space movie, so you're going to be like, oh, there's aliens.
We'll be in space by in 2 years,
true.
So it won't even
true.
Be funny.
But I didn't read the book either, but it looks like a very good movie.
Well, there's aliens.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it here first.
Actually, it comes out next year.
Guess
because
what?
A lot of people think that that movie and The Odyssey from Christopher Nolan are going to be competing for Best Picture.
Oh, Barbenheimer. Jurassic Park's got dinosaurs.
I'm just going to clip that one sentence.
That's fine. Okay. Can you believe it? There's going to be a seventh one?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Have you seen all the other six?
No.
How many have you seen?
Three.
First three?
Never saw The Worlds.
I saw the first World, not the second Worlds.
Okay.
I just want to see Goldblum.
I do like... Well, sometimes I like him, but sometimes I say, fuck Jeff Goldblum, man.
Who says that?
Me.
No, oh, that's a thing. You would never say that.
Pineapple Express.
Do they say that? At the end?
Well, no, fucking Seth Rogen is like feeling insecure about his girlfriend. You know, she's in high school. And then he's like, man, there's this kid in our class. He does like really good impressions
Jeff
of Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, I remember that. He does too.
And he goes, fuck Jeff Goldblum.
Time to suck today's dick?
Yes.
That kid.
I have a friend called Matt. Actually, he's not my friend.
Mateo?
No, it's a different guy. This guy's a fat white. And I hate him.
Matt. More like fat.
Yeah. He's dying. It truly is.
Could have loved
and when that. He does die,
the
world is going to be a better place. No, it's true. It's just true.
I don't know.
His parents' life's going to be way easier. Anyways, they can finally be free, is what I'm trying to say. Anyway, so why was I bringing this fat piece of shit up? So my buddy, his brother, who's actually my friend,
I'm not really
would always say, like, you know, it's time to suck today's dick or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the one day he was trying to say, he wanted to say it. And he was like, it's time to suck the first dick of the day.
I like that way more. That's way better.
It is better.
I do like Matt. Matt's great.
No, he's
hope you get better, Matt.
No, don't get better, Matt. Die. My room
hey,
for
you
cream.
Got room for cream over
my
there?
Room for cream is that it's Happy Birthday Canada.
Today?
Yeah, it's Canada's birthday.
That's why we did the American episode today.
Yeah, right. They're 10 years old.
Canada?
Yeah.
They're 10 years old?
That's right.
That's it?
I didn't look into how old they are, but that That's sounds fair. About right to me. I think I think I would say I probably heard about them 10 years ago.
At least 10 years.
I never heard about them really before that. So I would say that's probably when they when
we
they
could have done so much Canadian wrestling
when they
stuff.
Came out with Canada. I know. Who's I thought
best,
about that. I'm like
the best Canadian actor. Oh, you thought I was going to say wrestler?
Well, I didn't have time to think of what you were going to say because I don't have that think.
I know where you weren't ready.
Okay. Well, best Canadian actor.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Jim Carrey.
Is he Canadian?
Mm-hmm. I thought so.
Yeah, probably.
Drew Carey's from Cleveland.
That's true.
Mariah Carey is not, and Jim Carrey's from Canada.
Is there any other Carries?
Carries? John Carey. Totally different spelling. He ran for president.
Oh, that's right.
Of America, not Canada.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't run for the president of Canada. It's forbidden.
You have to be appointed or something.
Oh, man, who's a good Canadian
works.
Actor? This, I mean, I like Seth Rogen.
Ryan Reynolds.
I go with Seth Rogen. Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Gosling.
They're both?
I don't know. I think everybody named
House?
Ryan.
No, House is from somewhere else. Where's House from? England?
Probably.
He sounds like he's from London.
He looks like he's a London boy. No, yeah, I think I'm going to go Seth Rogen.
Who's the one I said before him? Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
I like Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds is fine. I like him. I just don't want to pick him.
Who's your favorite
Canadian
band or musical artist? Drake?
No. It's Paul Schaefer.
Paul Schaefer?
Mm-hmm.
And the CBS Orchestra?
That's right.
Hell yeah. All right, I didn't know what I was going to pick, but I'm copying yours.
Yeah.
I'll go Paul Schaefer.
Hell yeah, man.
I feel like we got to call him Paul Schaefer. Like, you still get the L in there just at the last possible second.
Okay.
Paul Schaefer.
And the L stands for love.
Paul Schaefer. I'm not ready for that.
Well, now you are. Who's yours? Is it Paul Schaefer,
Paul,
too?
Now I want it to
there's
be
no,
Paul Schaefer.
You can't really pick anybody else. That would be
who
crazy.
Else is from
Rush?
Rush. That's yeah. who I was thinking, Rush. And that's it. I think that's all the music they've done.
Fozzy.
Chris Jericho, Fozzy, mm-hmm. Fozzy Fosbourne.
Yes.
You know, there's like a documentary from like when they first started and it was like a joke.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it?
No, but I've seen it
on YouTube.
I know about it, but I never seen it.
They got stuck in Japan. Isn't that the story? They went to Japan to do a tour, got stuck, and then all their hits got stolen by other bands.
That's funny. I
so
did not
know
that.
So then they came
that.
Back, and
funny.
Then they were a cover band. But they weren't a cover band because it was their song.
That's very funny.
It's really
I
genius.
I got to find
Because what
it.
Was it? Mongoose?
Yeah.
Moongoose. Moongoose something?
Yes, but I don't remember the last name.
Moongoose Tallywhacker. There's no other Canadian music ever.
No.
Damn.
Well, The Weeknd.
Nuh-uh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, man.
I had no idea.
I would never lie to you about that. You know that.
I'm glad this wasn't a Canadian episode because there would have been a lot of research.
A lot of good stuff for Canada, huh? Creamers.
Did you have more? Was it just happy 10th birthday
yeah,
Canada?
Happy 10th birthday to Canada. We love you, Canada. We worship you and we adore you and we honor you.
Have you ever been there? Oh, you've done Niagara Falls.
Yeah, because right? I went we to that WWE
so
show they used to have, yeah.
Isn't that weird?
I got a Chris Jericho shirt.
I got a...
It's actually, that sexy beast.
I'm sure you want to start, we got to start wrapping this up. But
it's been an hour and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, hold on real quick.
All right.
You got a Chris Jericho shirt.
Oh,
I
yeah.
got a shirt about somebody that I wanted to bring up that you text me about. I got a Ric Flair shirt.
Oh, nice.
So let's play a game.
Okay.
Real quick before the end.
All right, we'll do a little game. Is it about poop?
What's in Ric Flair's pants?
Okay.
Is it poop or is it cum?
My guess?
Everyone's coming.
In Ric Flair's pants.
Michael J. Fox is Canadian.
Yeah, but
we can't get into
his career
this
was ruined.
We can't get into this now.
Yeah. But he's good. Have you ever seen Justin Long's impression of him? It's not a mean one.
Oh, that
no, it's like from
that's
like,
not funny.
It's basically an impression of Marty McFly.
You want to see my impersonation of no, I shouldn't do it.
No, that's for Patreon.
Join the Patreon and you can see my exclusive Michael J. Fox impersonation.
I don't want to be on camera when they say that. Say it again.
Join Patreon.
No, I'm just
join kidding. Our Patreon and you can see our exclusive Michael my exclusive Michael J. Fox impersonation. Ah! Hour and a half?
Yeah.
We got to go. We love you.
What do I say?
Well, that's
my
time.
I'm in the wrong one, actually. I'm in the wrong one again. Well, that's all the time we've got for tonight, Creamers. We love you.
And we wish you
the best.
I got a cramp.
They gave you a belt. I didn't get a belt.
Yeah, well, they only give belts to heroes.
They gave you a cape? Yeah, they only give capes to champions.